Hi, I'm Laura, and you're listening to In Memory of Mo. This episode, we're going back to the path that seemed like a dead end. That's right, you guessed it, the police. But as usual, I'm going to start off with a little disclaimer. Even though we're trying to find out what happened that fateful night, our main mission is to remember Mo, and we can't forget that. Now, while I was researching for the last episode, the school staff episode, I got an email in my inbox from none other than Captain Patrick Hellerin. Now, if you don't recall from a couple episodes ago, precisely episode 2, when I first talked to the police, Mr. Hellerin is Beaumont PD's media/press officer. That means he's in charge of press conferences and releasing information to the public. But when I first recorded the episode, I only got a response from Tony Salia, Beaumont PD's chief of police. He told me that he couldn't tell me anything because he didn't know what he could tell me or what information he could release to me. So he told me that he would direct me to Mr. Hellerin, whose job is to release this kind of information when necessary and when it is safe to do so. But after that, I didn't get an email. So I tried to look online to see if I could find any public records regarding the case, and again, I found nothing. The only official police statement I could find, though, came from interviews that news stations got from the original press conference. But even then, there were no tapes of the interview itself. All I could find were news reports and news articles with typed-up quotes of what Captain Patrick Hellerin said. Okay, so now back to the present. I was surprised to find this response in my inbox, just because I thought that my email probably got lost in the many other messages he probably received in the past. But then, after many emails, we finally found a time when we were both able to talk on the phone. First, I introduced myself, and I told him that I just had a few questions that I wanted to ask him. First, I asked him if there was anything peculiar about the crime scene. Now, the main reason I asked this was because I wanted to know if there's anything that the crime scene could possibly do to identify either the killer or give us a little bit more information on the exact sequence of events about what happened, because the only people who know for sure are Mo and the other people involved who we don't know.
Every crime scene is unique and individual to itself.
Then, I asked if the police had any suspects they're currently looking into. Now, this question was sure to be turned down. I knew that he couldn't and wouldn't tell me who their suspects were, but I wanted to get a sense of their progress regarding the investigation.
I know this is probably frustrating for your point of view, but what I can tell you is that we have never stopped working on this case since the day that it happened. And that we have several detectives assigned to the case, plus there are other agencies that are helping us, the district attorney being one of them. They have inspectors that are also working with our detectives, that we haven't stopped and don't intend to stop right now. There's no, you know, we're still actively working on the case and putting things together. And because of that, we really are limited on what we can say other than the fact that we are working on it. But in no means have we stopped, slowed down. We just continue moving forward. As soon as we have some information, we would love to tell people more, but we have this case that we can't talk about because we don't want to jeopardize the case, because that's what's important, is having a successful outcome to this. And that is, to us, that is, apprehending the people who did this, the people involved, and prosecuting them. And we're just continuing to work on that. And so, it's not something that the public sees necessarily. Sometimes there are things that happen that are visible. But a lot of it is you don't see it. That doesn't mean it's not happening. And I can't stress that enough, that we have, this is a major investigation for us. It has never, not been an important focus of ours. And we have people that are assigned to the case and working on it. I can't tell you there isn't a you know, at least once a week somebody brings it up and is talking about something about it. So it's just sometimes these things take longer than others, and sometimes they're easier, but you know, this one's a lot of work, and we want to make sure we get everything right.
Then lastly, I asked him if there were any major updates in the case in the past 6 months. I told him about my struggle to find any updates in the news, and here's what he said.
Well, we've had nothing we can release. I mean, we have, from our perspective, you know, we're making progress in the investigation, but it's nothing we can release without jeopardizing the investigation. Yes, there have been, you know, we're making steady progress, but there's nothing we can release, so.
Then I thanked him for his time and willingness to talk to me, and he told me that if there were any information that he could release in the future, that he would let me know.
Yeah, and I know it's frustrating, too, and it's frustrating for us, too. I would love to tell you more, but our goal is to successfully prosecute this case, and because of that, I can't tell you anything.
Now, the information we got isn't really helpful to us if our goal was to solve this case, but that's not the point. Again, we're here to remember Mo, and having this reassurance about the investment the police are putting into this case is very relieving, actually. He also slightly touched on the fact that there are also private investigators that are actively working the case as well. Now, it's nice to know that they haven't stopped, and their dedication is one of the most important parts to both solving Mo's case and remembering him. Next episode's going to be another throwback, as we're going back to Carmont to talk to another member of staff who might have some useful insights to share about this story. So tune in next week to find out on Scott Center or wherever you get your podcasts as we continue to remember Mo.